silent while we pray. Let the rocks keep silent. I tell you, have you praised the Lord today? Have you praised the Lord today? Have you took time just to love Him? When you go into your church tomorrow, why don't you go in praising the Lord? That'll excite your pastor, good or bad, I'm not sure. But go into the house of God praising, loving. Let us enter His courts with thanksgiving and His house with praise. Let us be thankful unto Him and bless His name, for the Lord is good. Oh, the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. Welcome. Open Bible Dialogue, Open Bible Telecast. Got a good program today. We're going to deal with, now listen to this. We're going to deal with the Great Tribulation Multitude. The Great Tribulation Multitude. We're going to go to Revelation chapter 7. Revelation chapter 7 now. Don't forget that number. We'll go in a moment and read from Revelation 7 verse 9 for several verses. The beautiful picture that we see here is right in the middle of this dark, hellish 7-year period. When the devil is on the loose, brother, without any restraints, there will be a multitude that are saved, And we see them. We see them caught up to God. We actually see them caught up to God. This is not the pre-tribulation rapture. That occurs in chapter 4. This is people who die. This is a multitude who come to Christ with all their heart after the rapture occurs. And we see them caught up to heaven in Revelation chapter 7. You know, I don't think I've ever heard anybody that would dare deal with this particular subject. You know me. I mean, the Bible's the Bible. Every part of it is real to me. And I just believe the whole Bible needs to be dealt with. And we need to do it without any fear, without any anticipation, without any apprehension, without any compromise. The Bible is the Bible. And I believe the whole Bible. Now, there are seven groups of people I'm going to name for you that will make up this great multitude that are we see in heaven after the tribulation period has begun, and the Bible calls them the Great Tribulation Saints. The Bible calls them the Great Tribulation Saints. Now, I say one thing, I don't want to be part of them. I do not want to be part of the Great Tribulation Saints. I want to be part of that great rapture, that great company that we see in chapter 4 and 5 and 6, the elders who are caught up, a multitude, 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. Now, I'm going to give you this note, this booklet. I'm going to give it to you, the Great Tribulation Multitude. I don't think anybody out there can afford not to have this in your Bible. It'll be a nice booklet, half this size, with a picture on the front. It'll be color, I promise you that, the front cover. And it will be something that you can have to refer to share with people, because there are many questions, and we are living on the verge of the greatest moment of human history. I'm telling you, the war of Gog and Magog is going to occur shortly. You heard what the father said to the young man that was, of course, part of the mirage of death out in California, the young man who led that, him and his wife from Pakistan. His daddy told him, quit worrying about the Jews. They'll all be gone in 2 or 3 years or something to suggest that. They'll all be gone in 2 or 3 years. He's talking about that great battle of Gog and Magog. Oh, it'll happen any time, probably right before the rapture or right after the rapture or any time now. I mean, we don't know the day. We just know the stage is set. And American politicians have no sense of it. The American people who are even the conservative talk show host, I am amazed at how they miss it. I love what they're doing in many cases, but I'm amazed how they miss it. Oh, friend, hear me. Hear me when I tell you this Bible is the Word of God. This Bible will be fulfilled. I did something last night I've never done. We had a great school program here. I mean, a big crowd. The parking lots was packed. I mean, it really was a great crowd. And I gave every mommy and daddy of our school families and a lot of grandparents a copy of my book on the book of Revelation called The Masterpiece, sitting right up there. You ought to have a copy. You ought to have a copy. I'm telling you, we are living in the fulfillment of the book of Revelation. We are living in the fulfillment of the book of Revelation. I believe if Jesus tarries now a few months, a few years, I don't know how long, could come today, may not come till next year. I don't know when he's coming. I don't set dates. I believe in living ready to go, and I believe in living ready to stay. Ready to stay here and do everything I can do, ready to go and be with him. Whichever he decides, I'm ready to go and I'm ready to stay. I'll do either. Now let's go. Get your Bible. I'm sorry, I got those sniffles, and if I sneeze in your face, I'm very sorry. I promise you, I'll grab my handkerchief. Bless your heart. Now let's go to the book of Revelation chapter 7, and let's go to verse 9. Revelation chapter 7, verse 9. Listen, after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number. Now, we're talking about a multitude, friend. No man can number. Of all nations, of all kindreds, of all people, and all tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms of victory. Didn't say of victory, I added that. Palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, "Salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb." And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders. See, the elders, that's the raptured saints. And the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshipped God. Wow. Worshipped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing, and glory, and wisdom, and thanksgiving, and honor, and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen." And one of the elders, now one of the raptured saints, said to John, one of the elders answered, saying unto him, this unto me, this is John, "What are these? What are these? And which are arrayed in white robes? And whence came they?" Now listen to me, read that again. Let me get the words right to you. "One of the elders answered, saying unto me," this is John talking, "What are these? Which are arrayed in fine linen? And whence came they?" Where did they come from? "And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest." See, John was still in the flesh. He's up there in the spirit, but he hasn't been glorified yet. That elder has been glorified, so that elder knows the answer. Now notice that. The elder knew the answer, but he's asking John if he knows the answer. And John says, John says, "Sir, thou knowest." And the elder said unto him, "These are they which came out of great tribulation." I'm not adding no words here now. "These are they which came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." These are those which came out of great tribulation, which have washed their robes in the blood of Jesus Christ, in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them any more. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and they shall and shall lead them into living fountains of water, and God shall wipe away all the tears from their eyes. Now here is a multitude, and they're from all the nations, and the kindreds, and the tongues of the earth. And they come out of the great tribulation. Now, Jesus identified that great tribulation in the book of Matthew 24. There's no doubt that this is the seven-year great tribulation. This is chapter 4. Jesus began to open the seven-seal book in verse 1 of chapter 6. Five seals have been opened. Well, actually, six seals have been opened. And now it's got to move on to the seventh seal after this particular moment. But everything seems to come to a halt. Everything seems to say, wait. Something we got to show you. And so we see, first, we see 144,000 Jews. I didn't read that. That's the first eight verses of this same chapter, chapter 7 of Revelation. 144,000 Jews sealed. And now a multitude caught up before God and his throne. Now, friend, let me tell you, this great multitude is without a doubt an incredible number of people. Where did they come from? Where did they come from? Now, the 144,000 Jews, they're still here on the earth. They're still here on the earth. But there's been lots of Jews that have been killed and have died now, and they're part of this great multitude because it mentions all the nations, all the tongues of the earth. And so there will be Jews in this crowd, and that's the group I want to start with. I'm here to tell you 144,000 will be sealed and stay here for the tribulation period. You'll see them in chapter 14 where they are before the throne of God. But this is chapter 7, and this great multitude, there's seven different groups in this. Let me name them for you. That will be in the booklet I send you, by the way. Very important. These are Jews that was converted to Jesus Christ after the rapture. You see, the whole world is going to see open graves everywhere, that there's a possible cemetery where Christians have been buried. Jewish Christians are Christians of the many nations of the earth. And when all the world begins to see this, one of the groups that's going to take it as serious as anybody will be Jews. This 144,000 sealed, they stay here on the earth. They haven't been killed. They're still alive. But here's groups of them within the multitude that have been killed. And they are now with the saints of God in the heavenly sphere. Isn't that beautiful? Beautiful. So Jews that were killed, converted to Christ, and killed after the great rapture. And then there'll be multitudes of pagans. These are talking about Hindus and people of all kinds of religions. And once this great news of this catching away, this multitude that are gone, all these graves open, everything now is in a different sphere. And the world with the mass waves of media, I mean, think about it. I'm on Facebook now, and I have more people from all the other nations of the world than I do Americans. And I've just had to quit taking everybody because you're limited to 5,000. And so I'm trying to, you know, keep it where they can communicate with some. And then I want people that haven't been communicated to that I can get them in my 5,000. I'm almost at 4,000 right now in just what, 4 months? I've been amazed. Oh, what response. Well, that media, that social media, and the Twitter, I'm on that too. And then all the others I haven't even educated myself about. But the drive-by media, just the whole media systems of the world, people will begin to learn about these Christians that we hated, and they've disappeared. They're gone. And everybody's trying to describe what happened to them and why they're gone. And so people all over the world begin to learn the truth, and they repent, and they wash themselves in the blood of Jesus Christ, and they're saved, they're born again. So there'll be Jews, and then there'll be people from the pagan religions of the world that now meet Jesus. I don't mean they get in by their pagan religion. I mean they forget and escape their pagan religion, and they learn about Jesus, and they're born again, they're saved. And then there'll be Muslims. I promise you, one of the biggest group in this great multitude will be converted Muslims. Many of them, multitudes of them, know that these jihadists are crazy people. They know that their religion has an ultimate doctrines in it that are questionable. They've been raised to believe them anyway, and many of them are hanging in there by the skin of their teeth. Well, that rapture takes place, friend. That war of Gog and Magog has occurred, and multitudes of the Islamic world have been slaughtered by the fire bombs of heaven. Oh, my friend, I tell you, one of the greatest groups of this multitude will be converted Muslims who learn the truth finally, that Allah is nothing but a demon, and that the true God is Jehovah, and that he has a son whose name is Jesus. And by the power of Jesus, they're born again. They are saved. That's the third group. And then the fourth group are backslid Christians. all over the church world. Backslid Christians who used to know God and love Him, and now they live any old way. They're off in all kinds of doctrines. They're all kind of messed up situations. They've left their wives. They've left their husbands. They've forsaken their parents and their children. I mean, just all kinds of people, backslid Christians. And they, once that rapture takes place, will fall on their faces, and many multitudes of them will be wonderfully saved. And then lukewarm Christians, who neither hot nor cold, according to the great message in the book of Revelation 3, where he said, God said, Jesus said to the church, because you're neither hot nor cold, but lukewarm, I will spew you out of my mouth. So they get spewed into the tribulation, and then they get on their faces. They learn too late to go in the rapture, but they learn early enough to get right with God before this tribulation period comes to a conclusion. So backslid Christians, and then lukewarm church members, and then compromised preachers. There's going to be a whole class of compromised preachers who left the truth, who left the truth, who left the great, great doctrines of this Bible, who decided, well, I don't have to be as devoted as I used to be. And somebody said to me this morning, Brother Chambers, I'm so grateful you haven't retired. Said most preachers retire and just cool off, and all they become is a rocking chair person. Well, that crowd may very likely, many of them lukewarm now, miss the rapture. And then they have to get right with God after the rapture. I believe that. I do. Oh, Brother Chambers, you're scaring me. No, I'm not trying to scare you. I'm trying to just make sure you're ready. I'd rather go overboard in telling you what to do than to come underboard and you miss it and then look to me. No, no, no. I'm not going to have that. You've got to know the truth. Last of all, hardcore sinners. Mean, devilish sinners, drunks and harlots and whoremongers and sodomites and lesbians and hardcore sinners. There's a multitude of them out there, friend. Once that rapture takes place and they hear that that man, those are the people in Charlotte, that man we hated so much, Joe Chambers, why, he just disappeared. Well, where did he go? Somebody go find him. I'm getting scared. No, you won't find me. I'm gone. When I'm gone, I'm gone. I promise you that. Oh, what a day that's going to be. Seven groups. I write those in this booklet, of course. And I want to tell you, it's time to make sure you're ready. Now, what are we talking about? Tribulation saints. I want to ask you a question. How many of you want to be a tribulation saint? Raise your hand. Now, I'm not raising mine. No, no, no. And I don't want you to raise yours. I want you to be ready for that rapture. Now, I'm opening the lines, 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588, and then 1-800-338-7884. That's 1-800-338-7884. And then the email, jrc@paulcreek.org. jrc@paulcreek.org. Now, as far as I know, everything's fine everywhere. Haven't heard a word. I love my new system, a new mixer. I mean, it just all feels so good to me. I hope it feels good to you. Now, let's make sure we get the email up here. I want to hear from you by email. I want to hear from you by phone. jrc@paulcreek.org. That's P-A-W. PaulCreek.org, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. Now grab your phones. Let's see if I have anybody here. Nobody's called me. Okay, I'm ready for you. I want to hear from you. I want to answer your question, and I want you to tell me what you think about what I've said. Tell me what you think about what I've said. I mean, keep it short, just a sentence or two, and ask any question you want to ask, and I will do my best to take you right to the Bible. These are tribulation saints I'm talking about. There is a mighty multitude of them. Now, let me read those words again in case you're doubting. He said, these are they which came out of great tribulation. These are they which came out of great tribulation. Now, he plainly has already said, and I beheld in a great multitude which no man could number, of all the nations and kindreds and people and tongues. Now, there's no question this is a multitude. There's no question the rapture's already occurred. There is no question here that these are people who've got saved after the rapture. No question of it. I mean, you've got the picture in front of you. Let me hear your question. Please grab your phones, 1-800-338-7884. I want you to have these phone numbers, and so let me put them up for you, will you? I'm going to put them up in front of me just for a minute, so write them down real quickly, 704-391-0588. 1-800-338-7884, and then jrc@paulcreek.org. Grab your email, grab your phone, let's hear from you, let's get right in the middle of it, let's, you know, if you don't agree with me, I promise you, I'm going to love you, I'm not going to treat you ugly in no sense of the word, it won't hurt my feelings at all if you disagree with me, the Bible is right, I might be wrong, but the Bible's right, it's just that simple. And I want you to know the truth. Now, while you're calling, we are in a crisis in America. I've never seen such a crisis. Donald Trump has upped the ante. How do you say it? He has turned everything on his head. He has turned everything on his head. And I really am delighted in almost everything he said. Oh, he's bombastic. I agree with that. He certainly is not perfect. Nobody out there is. And those who are giving him a fit, criticizing him, man, they're not perfect either. Did you understand that? Now, we are on the verge of Jesus coming. If there's anything people need to get in their heads about, they need to get in their head about Jesus coming. Because any moment now, he's coming. And I don't want you to miss that. But if you look at this world, you look at the political situation, you look at the Middle East, you look at France, you look at Great Britain, you look at London. I just heard this week and saw it in documentation that there are places in London where the Muslims have enclaves, how do you say that word? Not sure. But anyhow, they have these communities that are turned over to the Muslims, and the police are scared to go in. The police are scared to go in. And we're hearing that we are facing terror threats one after the other. Well over 1,000 all over America. I heard one man of authority say every state is affected. Listen, friend, get it down in your head. We are in crisis. We are in crisis, and our politicians, our Republican politicians, are a bunch of, they are scaredy cats. They don't understand. They are absolute oblivious. They don't know what's happening. I wish we could get across to them what is really taking place. So let me take a call here. I don't want to talk too much. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, Pastor Chambers.
Hey.
I have a couple of questions for you.
Okay.
You said that the Ezekiel 38 and 39, the war of Gog and Magog,
yes,
happens before the tribulation?
Well, we don't know that. We think it's either before the tribulation. No, before the rapture. It's before the tribulation by all means. It will be either before the rapture or right after the rapture. It's got to take place right before or right near, somewhere close, in the vicinity of the beginning of the tribulation period. So we don't know whether it's right before or right after.
Okay. Because if it's before, it says that every living thing will tremble at feeling the power of God.
Oh, that's going to happen, Brother George.
If we're here, we're going to tremble too.
You're exactly right. The world will never tremble. You got to understand. And you see right now how the Muslims have spread all over the world. There's thousands of them in America. 25% of all in America have said by different polls have been taken that they believe in jihad. They believe America deserves to be attacked. They believe it's right that they take over our country. They are saying plain and mean it. They're going to take over America and set up their one world caliphate, however you say that word. I'm not good with it. They're saying that. They mean that. And they're willing to kill us to do it. I mean, what do we need to ask? And yet our politicians are a bunch of wimps. They are wimps. Are you agreeable with that?
Oh, totally, totally, yes. They're they've lost their way and
they don't see it. See, the truth of it is they don't understand it because the preachers aren't preaching things like this. Name the preacher that preached the seventh chapter of the book of Revelation like I'm doing right now. Name them. Do you know any of them? I haven't preached it enough. We are living on the verge of the greatest tribulation that the world's ever known, Jesus said. And it's almost beginning now. I mean, we are in a crisis hour.
Could I also ask you, the 144,000 witnesses, are they going to cover the world and preach the gospel, or what do they do?
They're going to be sealed as Jews, and they will be busy proclaiming the message all over the world. Let's see if we can find out exactly. It don't really say a lot about what they do. It really doesn't. It makes it plain that they've been sealed, they've been protected, and I think they'll be just witnesses, especially to the Jewish people. See, the Jews are in unbelief. They don't receive the Messiah. They won't receive the Messiah as a nation to the end of the seven-year tribulation. So two-thirds of them are going to be slaughtered and killed. I think mainly they are going to be God's messenger to the Jewish people.
That's what I wanted to know. Yeah.
Wonderful. But they may witness to other people too. I mean, we Gentiles should witness to Jews, and Jews should certainly witness to us. If we have the truth, then we ought to tell it to anybody we see. I tell it everywhere I go.
Yes.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. God bless you. Now grab your phone. Let's don't waste a minute. I want you on the line, and I want your question, and I want us to look at this. I want to know what you think about the political situation. What do you think about Donald Trump's plain statement, that we need to stop all Muslims coming in our country until the vetting program is perfected, until we can know every person and take no chances? I mean, there are so much proof out there that there's so many holes, and anything that President Obama does is full of holes. If there ever was a holy man, and I don't mean H-O-L-Y, I mean W-H-O-L-E. I mean, he is a holy creature. Everything he does is full of holes. It's sickening. It really is. And so we're in dark danger. You got to understand, friend, we are in dark danger. And you better grab it. You better grab it. And you better understand it. And you better be on your faces praying. And don't just pray. Stand up and be counted. Now, the line's open, 704-391-0588. Now, this booklet, very important, the great multitude of the tribulation saints. The great multitude of tribulation saints. I've never offered this book, but maybe one time many years ago, I've rewritten it, got it up to date. I want to offer it because I want you to have it. I want every one of you to have a copy of this in your Bible, okay? Now grab the phone, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. Please, in the name of the Lord, get your copy and learn. Go in your book of Revelation, read chapter 7, study it with a fine tune. I mean, make sure you understand it and make sure you know where you are and what you're doing and where you are in your walk with God, okay? Now grab the phone. Let me go to the internet here, emails, and see what may be there. I don't want to miss anybody. I want you to receive answers. Grab your phones, okay? Grab your phones. Who said thousands of attacks? Thousands of attacks? Thousands of people. Oh, I don't know who that was. Thousands of different cases across America that are being right now investigated. Over 1,000. It was 700 a few weeks ago. And the last word I heard was over 1,000. And different people are saying this, and I've not kept up with who said it, but it's been all over the news. So I don't think there's any question about it. There are multitudes of things out there under preparation by these jihadists who are determined to attack America in devastating fashion. They say it over and over. Don't you hear? Are you listening? Do you cut on the news? Do you hear? Now, I'm not talking about CNN. They'll say a little of it. But I'm telling you, the conservative media Even many of them who are not as conservative as they really ought to be, they're conservative enough, they're telling you at least some of the truth. Now, grab your phones. I want to hear from you. I'm waiting on you all over the listening audience, all over the world, anywhere you're hearing me. Grab your phone. 704-391-0588. How many of you out there that believe what I'm saying is true? Let me hear from some of you. Let me hear from some of you. How many have ever studied the book of Revelation, especially chapter 7? Have you ever studied that? Have you ever looked at this great crowd of tribulation saints? Great crowd. And they're before God. They're before God. They're not the raptured saints, the pre-trib rapture that must occur before this hour. Now, that's a big argument, I must confess to you. But I believe that we know what the truth is. I really do. I believe we know what the truth is. Now, grab your phone. Want to hear from you. You are important to us, and you're on the air. I'm sorry, too. All right. Grab your phone. I want to hear from you. You're important. You're on the air. May I help you, please?
Yeah, how are you? Yeah, I heard a pastor say on the radio, and I wanted your opinion, that if a Christian misses the rapture, he's lost for eternity, because he uses the 2 Corinthians 2:11, that God will send strong delusion.
That's 2 Thessalonians 2:11.
Oh.
Okay, that's okay. You asked a good question. Let me help you with it. There are many people who have preached, and I've heard this many times, that nobody can be saved after the rapture occurs. That everybody that misses the rapture is just eternally lost. That is so far from biblical that I don't know how to prove it to you more clearly. I've just read you and showed you last week Revelation 5, and we saw Jesus take the seven seal book and begin the process of opening it. Chapter 6 is all about that. And now we come to chapter 7, and we have this great multitude who come up out of great tribulation. It was Jesus who called the seven-year tribulation the great tribulation. And he was talking specifically of Daniel's picture of the great tribulation. So it's all clear, and these have to be people who've been saved. Now, since you called, my dear friend, let me take you back to Revelation chapter 6 and show you another picture. Let's start with verse 9. When he'd opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, doth thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them, that they should rest yet for a little season until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. Now here you have the sixth seal of that seventh seal book, and multitudes of believing godly people are being slain. Multitudes of godly believing people are being slain. Now, that has to be after the rapture. It is definitely in the tribulation time. And this group here that are being slain will be part of the same group in chapter 7 who are called great tribulation saints. Now, does that help you, my dear friend?
Yeah, that really clears it up. Yeah, thank you so much.
It's so important that people understand that, and not enough people are preaching on these things, and that hurts my heart. Thank you, and God bless you. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, sir. Are you familiar with Matthew 13:39?
I'm pretty familiar with the whole Bible, but I can't just always look at every verse. What is your question, sir?
It says the harvest is the end of the world, and that eliminates your pre-trib rapture.
You know, you have been calling every week. Now, I don't want to be your enemy.
No, split harvest.
Listen to me. Listen to me. Now I'm talking. Listen. All right. I must move on if you're not going to listen. Are you going to listen to anything?
That both.
Are you going to listen, sir?
The harvest.
All right. Well, I'll just cut you down, and then we can't hear you, and hopefully you can still hear me. This dear man, and I hope he's listening, must understand that he just doesn't know what he's talking about. And he's been calling every week, and he's got to prove the pre-trib rapture is wrong. I don't know who he is, and I want to be his friend. I want to be kind to him, but I must not allow him to dominate. You on the air. May I help you, please? Oh, I'm sorry. Let me get this. All right. Let somebody help me here. I missed that one because it's probably my fault. So let me put it on hold. You on the air. May I help you, please? All right, help me, ladies, find the right lines. Listen, I want to tell you, the pre-trib rapture is so hated, and there are people who just don't know what they're talking about. The end of the world, of course, but there'll be several things happening that bring us to the end of the world. They won't all be one thing that by that just one little simple, that's so simplistic until I'm hardly able to answer it. And that's what we find a lot of times is things that are so simplistic that they're almost impossible to answer. Now, I know I got somebody waiting. Let's see on the, all right, wait a minute. What line was that? Line one. I'm sorry. You on the air. May I help you, please? You on the air. May I help you, please?
Sir. Yes, sir, Reverend Chambers. How are you?
Hey, my friend.
Good. So I want to ask you a question, a couple of questions. You're talking about pre-tribulation rapture. You're talking about some tribulation before the rapture.
Well, there'll be plenty of tribulation between now and the rapture. But the great tribulation, see, there's two different kinds of tribulation. There's tribulation all over the world right now for people. Many are dying in many parts of the world. Tribulation, there's much of it right now. There are many people coming against the truth in America. You can't pray in the name of Jesus in most legal government situations. All of that is against Jesus, and it's against the saints of God. So yes, there's plenty of tribulation, but the great tribulation is 7 years when the seven seal book is opened. The seven seal book and the 7 years are simultaneous. They're part and lot of each other, and that's what happens after the rapture.
Yes, sir. That's always been my take on it. But and one other question. Okay, now you got the Jewish people, and I know the scripture says he came in his own received him not.
Exactly.
As many as received him, to them gave him power to become sons of God. Okay. My question is, are the Jews, and somehow or another, I get sense of information from some people that all Jewish people, whether they receive Jesus or not, are saved. And I just can't.
That is just not true, sir. When Jesus came, he came to everybody on the face of this earth. Since the day of Christ, there's one way to be saved, and that's by the name of Jesus and by the blood of his cross. We must be born again. Jesus said, except you be born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. When Jesus said that in John chapter 3, he said that to Jews and Gentiles.
Right. Yes, sir. I understand. That's what I'm saying, that the Jews don't have a separate...
They do not have a separate plan of salvation. That is a totally false idea. That is utterly false.
I hear that. I hear that sometimes from preachers.
Well, there's one man big on television out of Corpus Christi, Texas. Wait a minute. That's not the right city. Somewhere down in Texas. And he has a big church. And he was the big man on this Blue Moon thing. But he teaches that the Jews have a separate way of salvation, and he could not be more wrong.
That's right.
It's just contrary to the Bible. It's a false doctrine.
That's absolutely true. I appreciate it, too. Thank you.
All right. I'm delighted to say it with all I've got. I'm a man that's into honesty. If the Bible says it, that settles it. Amen? If the Bible says it, that settles it. Sometimes I can't get lines off in here, and I mess up the ladies in yonder, and I'm sorry when I do that. I'll call quickly. I appreciate the calls. I want them just one after the other. We'll do our best to answer because that's why we're here, and you on the air. Number four is not up yet, ladies. Help me with it. Sometimes when they give me a number, and then it will ring back in 2 minutes, and so they have to pick it up, and then I'm picking it up, and then sometimes that messes up. Now you on the air. May I help you, please? Nope. Help me, ladies, with line four. Help me with line four. You call quickly, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. And let's see here on the web. Watch. I'm trying to find out if there's any questions on the web. Don't see any here. All right. Don't want to miss anybody. You are very important to Reverend Chambers. I don't want nobody to be missed, and I won't miss you if it's possible. Okay. So call quickly. 1-800-338-7884. Help me, ladies, with line four so that I can then answer that. I want to answer them, but they're going to have to be put on hold again. So it will come in. Sometimes these phones here, if you don't mash it quick, it'll hold it for that particular phone, and then I can't pick up. I wish we could change that. We've been looking at the possibility of that being changed and hadn't got it fixed yet. Call quickly, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588, and you are on the air.
Hello.
Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. My name's Luke Beats. I've called in a couple other times, but I have a question. Would you say, or would you differentiate the 144,000 mentioned in Revelation 7 and the 144,000 mentioned in Revelation 14?
No, that's the same group.
Is that the same group?
That's the same group. In chapter 7, they're sealed but left on the earth. In chapters 14, we see them before the throne of God.
Okay. I wasn't sure. I've been reading some of, I think it's Tozer. And he had separated them, and I didn't know.
I don't know how you would separate them. The common sense picture that I get is they have to be the same group. 144,000, they're sealed in Revelation 7, and they do whatever God intends for them to do. They're witnesses, they're godly saints in the middle of the dark 7 years, but in chapter 14, they are no longer on earth, they're in heaven.
Right, right.
Did I say 13? If I did, I meant 14.
Right, right. I know what you meant. I just wasn't sure because I knew he had differentiated because the one he said is specifically called Jews, and the other one it does not specifically call Jews.
Yeah, but they do all the kind of things that Jewish people do.
Right.
All you got to do is read the song they even sing is a Jewish song. So there's no question chapter 14 is the same group of 144,000 as chapter 7 and the 144,000 there. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
God bless you. You on the air. May I help you, please? You are on the air. May I help you, please?
Run for president.
Sir?
We want you to run for president.
No, you don't want that. You're just jabbing at me.
No, I'm going to put your name in when I go to vote.
Well, you go ahead. Then everybody will know Brother Chambers got one vote for president. Won't that be spectacular?
You'll have a whole bunch.
Well, you're very kind, sir. That would never even cross my mind. That's not where I belong. I belong here preaching this holy gospel. I have thought seriously about running for a local office because I am so sick of the politicians in the Charlotte-Mecklenburg area. We have nothing but a bunch of liberals. Even the Republicans never come out and stand for nothing. The governor of North Carolina come from Charlotte. Mayor here, how many years? And he vetoed the exception bill that was made for judges and magistrates to opt out of performing same-sex marriages. He vetoed it, and they had to override him. And I thought, what is wrong with Pat McCrory? He's just a rhino. He's a liberal, a Republican. That's all you can say for him.
Yeah, if you don't run, Hillary might win.
Hillary ain't going to win. I made that plain. There's not enough crazy people in America for her to win. I just don't believe there's that many crazy people in America. She, to me... I mean, what in the world do you say? Almost everybody knows the only way to vote for her would be to say, I'm a Democrat and she's a Democrat and she may be terrible, but she's ours and she belongs to us Democrats. And so we're just going to vote for her. That's about the only way I would perceive even the Democrats could vote for her.
Yeah. That man that wrote that book just talking about it was a red moon, it's not the blue moon. That was John Hagee.
Yeah, I knew it was John Hagee. I just didn't say the name. How in the world does he believe that the Jews are saved by a different order than we Christians? He actually says Jesus didn't even come to save the Jews. And that couldn't be more ridiculous.
That's right.
I don't understand. But, you know, I don't spend a lot of time with that kind of thing anymore. I've got too much truth to preach. And so that's why I stay with it. Thank you, sir. And God bless your sweetheart.
God bless you. Bye.
Bye. You on the air. May I help you, please? Well, I didn't get it. You on the air, please?
Yes, sir. I have a question.
And I'd love to answer it.
Revelations, verse 20 and 4.
Okay.
Those that worshiped the beast and were beheaded.
Yes.
Raised in the first resurrection, verse 5. How do you explain that?
I explain that because there are actually seven different orders of the first resurrection, and that's the last of the seven orders.
You mean we got...
Hey, sir, you're the same man. You called last week two or three times. This is your second time today. I love you. Don't do it again. Now, I'm going to ask the ladies to get your phone number for me.
Clear that up, Pat.
Well, I just told you, and let me move on. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yeah, how you doing, sir?
Wonderful.
I'm driving down the road. I turned your station on, and I was just wondering, I'm kind of a young fella. You sound like you've been in the ministry a while. How do you know, other than faith, how do you know exactly what's going to go on? Because the Bible does tell us, but what I read is not so... I mean, people talk about pre-tribulation, post-tribulation, and mid-tribulation.
You have just asked one of the best questions you could ask. The Bible is very plain from Genesis to Jude, all kinds of things it says about the end time. But no author in the Bible ever put the end time in chronological order until we come to the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation is plainly and clearly put in a chronological order. A chronological order. So that all you got to do is take all the great truths of the Bible and put them in order with what the Bible teaches in Revelation, the book of Revelation, and you've got the order. You've got chapter 2 and 3. That's a seven churches. That means the whole church era, the whole church age. Chapter 4, you got John caught up to heaven, and all the saints are there caught up, and he sees them before God and before his throne. He tells us in chapter 5 that these elders are 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. And then you go to chapter 6, and Jesus begins to open the seven tribulation seals. And right through then, the chapter 19, you got the seals being opened. So you got a perfect orderly picture.
Can I ask you one more thing?
You sure can.
Okay. I understand what you're saying about that, but my thing is, and I'm not trying to...
I can tell you're sincere.
I'm really wanting to know this question, okay? Because you're really confident and really... really have a faith in this, and I want how you come with this. And my question is this: we can't necessarily say that it's going to happen, and so concrete that you absolutely know. We know there's going to be a rapture.
Well, I think we can say it with concrete. My book right here in my hand. You see it? Are you listening or hearing? Are you watching me or hearing me?
I'm hearing you.
Okay, I've got a book in my hand called The Masterpiece. This is a book that I have written. It's hardback. It's a wonderful book. It's on the book of Revelation. In it, I've got a chart of the church in the book of Revelation. In the book of Revelation, the elders are in chapters 1, 2, and 3, and they're never called elders again, beginning with chapter 4.
About a book you wrote. I'm talking about in the Bible.
Well, all I do in this book I've written is lay out the Bible in a plain order for you.
That doesn't get it for me, man.
I'm your friend. I'm not going to try to persuade you. But I know that in the Bible, in the book of Revelation, you got the church called the church in Revelation 1, 2, and 3. You got the church called the elders in chapters 4 all the way through 19. Then you got the church called the army, and we fight with Christ when we come back to rule this earth. Then you got the church called kings and queens and priests, and we rule the world for 1,000 years. And then you got the church called the bride of Christ. You got five orders of the church in the book of Revelation, and they move chronologically, and it's never called the church after the tribulation period begins.
But what I'm saying is there's a bunch of people that are calling in that doesn't necessarily, their theology isn't necessarily disagreeing with you, but it's just not agreeing with everything you're saying, and you're shooting it down like there ain't no possible way, and you're getting very confident with the stuff.
I am. I've been doing it 43 years.
And how are you right and these other people aren't right?
Well, you know, sir, I'm not going to try to persuade you with anything. I can tell you don't really believe I know what I'm talking about, and I can understand, and I don't blame you.
So do all these other, that's not why we got all these bits.
Yeah. How long have you been a mid-tribber? Are you a post-tribber?
I believe in pre-tribulation. I don't believe we're going to go.
Oh, you do believe in the pre-tribulation. Well, why are you giving me a hard time?
Well, what I want to know is, because that's what I believe, but there's also instances in the Bible, you're talking about Noah, and you're talking about Moses going through, when God took them out and delivered them, there was always an instance, even with Noah, he had to go through the situation.
Noah didn't go through nothing, friend. Noah left before it all started. And so did Job. So did Lot down in Sodom and Gomorrah leave before it all started. Every instance in the Bible, God never judged the saints and the Christians. I mean, the saints and the wicked people at the same time. Never.
I agree with that.
Okay, let me go on. I'm not going to convince you, but you're my friend, okay? Give them your address, if you would, the ladies, if I can leave you on the line, and I will send you this booklet and let you read it.
Hey. Okay.
Would you like let me do that?
Jesus Christ, you're the Lord and Savior. What I'm wanting to know is you're very, very staunch on other people saying this isn't right. We all really don't know. You know what the Bible
says? I know, sir. I know. I'm absolutely and totally convinced. Thank you for calling. God bless you. You on the line. May I help you, please?
The marriage supper is called Saints, Revelations 19 and 8, sir. I would like to take issue with what you said.
I know. And this is your third time to call, and I shall move on, my dear friend. Hey, give us a call, folks. I want to help you. I want to bless you. People get so upset when somebody is so committed to the pre-trib rapture, who just says it plain and simple. And you got this guy here who don't know what he's talking about. It's very evident. And he's called three times. Last week it was either two or three times. He is determined to get these little tidbits in there. And you can tell he doesn't know what he's talking about. He's just plain. He's probably never been saved. You would pretty well know that a man with that attitude has never been saved. And this sweet guy driving through town believes it, but he doesn't want to be convinced, and he don't want to hear nobody who thinks they know what they're talking about. Hey, I happen to be a person who believes this Bible. I've lived in it 63 years, almost 64. The pre-trib rapture just lives in the Bible. It is so perfectly laid out that there's no reason for nobody to doubt it. But most preachers won't stay on their face long enough. I mean, get in there on your face in that altar and stay in there for a few days, if you have to for a few weeks, until you know what you're talking about, until you can get on the radio and say, here's what's right. If I couldn't get on here and say, here's what's right, I don't know, I'm not sure, and just mumble around, I'd get off and quit wasting my time. Is that okay? Oh, well, what a joy. You're my friend. You're new on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, sir. First of all, I just want to say I love the Lord, and I'm loving what I'm hearing. Thank you for putting it out there the way it is.
Do you like somebody that acts like they know what they're talking about?
Sir?
Did you like somebody that acts like they know what they're talking about?
Absolutely. And I'm here. I'm listening to you.
Well, you are precious. That dear man, that man driving through town, he says he believes it, but he don't think anybody has a right to say they know what they're talking about. Well, I would get off the radio. After 43 years of being here studying and living, I wish you'd see some of my Bibles. I wish I live in this old book. That don't make me smart. I'm only know what I'm talking about because the Holy Ghost has been my teacher. If the Holy Ghost isn't your teacher, sir, to where you know what you're talking about, quit claiming to be a preacher. You have no right to claim to be a preacher if you can't get in that pulpit and say, here's what the Bible says, and I believe it. Now, that's what I do. God bless you. I love you, lady.
I can hear the anointing coming off of you. And as far as the presidency, I believe that we better be looking for somebody that's got the
guts to stand up and say it and take on the Washington establishment. And that's what Donald Trump does. I love you. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, sir. Greetings in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Chambers. Yeah. I wanted to tell you, I appreciate you in urban preaching. I've been preaching since 1977, got saved in 1975, and I've been preaching exactly what you're talking today since 1977.
Okay, that's beautiful, sir. Thank you. You know, I don't understand. This gentleman was one of the, he was different. I don't think I've ever had that before. Well, he says, I believe what you believe, but I just don't think you ought to be so sure that you know what you're talking about.
Right, yeah, well.
That one blew my mind. I don't know how to be no way, but hey, this is what the Bible said, and I believe it just like the Bible said it.
That's right. That's exactly right. And I, when I got saved in 1975, in September of 1975, you know, God put something in, an expectancy in my heart that he was coming back.
Yes.
And at that time, I didn't think I would see Christmas that year, you know. I thought we'd be gone before Christmas.
Yes.
But he didn't come, but I'm still, I got the same expectancy in my heart every day. And I know by the scripture, like you said, we know, you know, that he's coming back, and then we're going to be raptured out of here according to the scripture. And, you know, Jesus said one time, and he said, watch and pray that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that should come upon the earth.
I love this scripture. Let me read it to you in the book of Revelation, chapter 3 and 10. Chapter 3 and 10. This is one of the powerful ones. It says, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon the world, to try them that dwell upon the earth. That scripture, Revelation 3 and 10, if that's the only scripture I had, I would know that I'm not going to be here during the tribulation period. I love you, brother. Let me tell you one thing, and I got to go. I've been Pentecostal ever since I was saved. That's almost 64 years. I've heard the Holy Ghost give messages in tongues with interpretations all during these years. Some of the most powerful messages that would rattle your cage, that shake you to the foundation. You knew they were from the Lord. I've never heard the Holy Ghost say, get ready for the Antichrist. All I've ever heard him say was, get ready for Jesus Christ.
Right. That's right. I have to.
God bless you.
I love you.
I love you. I love you. Praise the Lord. I tell you what, this has been good. I have loved it. I don't think I've ever been so challenged, and I love being challenged. Now, I'm going to tell all of you, listen to me. This booklet is a must. You've got to understand these great tribulation saints. I mean, these are tribulation saints. These are not regular saints. They're called tribulation saints. If God didn't mean for them to be tribulation saints, why would he call them tribulation saints? See, that's what you got with people who don't take the Bible literally. They try to play around with it. They try to read things into it that's not there. They think they can interpret the Bible. I don't believe that. I cannot interpret the Bible. I just believe the Bible. Every word. I don't try to interpret. I just believe what it says, and I don't believe nothing else, and I like it that way. Now, I don't know what all's in front of me. I've loved it. I know that. Are there any more email? No, nobody. All the email crowd, they're doing nothing today. I don't know what they're doing. Hey, it's been a joy. I want to tell you, get in this book of Revelation 7 and read about those tribulation saints. It is beautiful. It is beautiful. You got to have a copy of this booklet. You really have. And for Christmas, everybody out there ought to get this book. It's $20. $20, $19.95. I wrote it, but I want to tell you, it didn't come from me. The great book that I dug in many years ago is called the Apocalypse, and it was written by a Lutheran, Joseph Seiss. And it is a college degree, a seminary degree on the book of Revelation. It is wonderful. A Lutheran now. See, there was a day when everybody that said they were saved preached the pre-trib rapture. Just about. Not quite, but almost. Because it just has been a great doctrine, truth in this Bible all the way from the first century. Read anything any of those writers of the Bible said, and they were looking for Jesus to come. Talking about the New Testament. They were looking for Jesus to come. And I'm looking for him to come. I want you to know I'm looking for him to come. Now, 704, listen to me carefully, 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588, okay? I want you to get this booklet. Very important to me. I want you to get it. I want it to be a blessing to your life. I really do. I'm trying to get ready to give you some music here. I want you to be blessed, and I want you to get ready for the coming of the Lord, because it's any hour. If you're not ready, get ready. Love to have you in church tomorrow. I'll be preaching in the morning. I will be preaching in the morning, okay? And I promise you, I will lay my heart on the line. I will lay my heart on the line. God bless you. I love you. You are important. Get ready for Jesus to come.
I've been a-feeding of all the precious word. So full of glory, it tells the path that Jesus trod.
He was man's deliverer,
hallelujah! Every problem I'm still on the mic here, I think.
Everywhere he went, my Lord was doing good.
Today.